Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Mm-hmm. It's a Monday morning, and how many days? Well, some people got paid over the weekend. We know that the teachers and police officers got paid last week, Monday. And right now, we are just preparing for just the more people to actually get paid, right? So let's see what Juliana Adiripi has in store for us, okay? So this is just where we take some notes, we learn, then you assess your own situation, you see where you can apply it, whether it applies to you or not. But she does leave her number at the end of every conversation, so take note of that so that you can also contact her and she can help you just like get your finances together, right? So let's see what Juliana Adiripi has in store for us today.
Good morning and welcome to today's segment. Cancer, a word that can change a person's life in a split second. Today, I want to talk about how you can be financially prepared should this day knock on your door. Before we do that, let us kindly put out a disclaimer stating that I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gathered over the years. Let's get into today's topic. Now, yes, some of you might ask me, why do I need insurance if I have medical aid? Why would I pay double? Should I be claiming for the same thing? Well, in most cases, your medical aid becomes depleted.
Yeah.
And most of the costs are then left to the person to settle these debts themselves with the doctors. And in this instance, that's when your insurance kicks out so that they can just lighten that financial burden and give you some financial aid. Not is it just the emotional and physical toll that the cancer takes on you, but also a financial toll comes over you. Will vary from surgeries, chemotherapy, radiation, follow-ups, and quickly the reality hits that the medical aid is just not enough to cover all these costs. Not only is it those surface leveled costs, but there is those hidden costs of traveling and loss of income. And 99% of the time, you just don't budget for that day that cancer knocks on your door or any terminal illness knocks on your door. That does not form part of your budget. And should you run to your savings to cover these costs, you will end up depleting your savings, which will then lead you to either run to a cash loan or to a personal loan or an overdraft, which in essence will be a lot more costly. As where you could have considered to get yourself a safety net, likes as illness cover, dread disease, which then will pay out a lump sum amount, which you can then use to aid yourself financially, help yourself through this financial difficult time, helping you focus on your recovery and not so much on the financial side. Taking into consideration that we are still in the month of October, I dedicate today's financial discussion to the Cancer Awareness Month. Tip of the day. Cancer is not always preventable, but often it is treatable. Just make sure that you are ready for the battle and financially covered. If you have loved today's conversation and you would like to speak to me more on the matter, call me on 081-644-8286. As it is from me, it is all love. It's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, Juliana. And perfect timing to actually have that conversation. Hey, you can still reach her on her number for more information and discussions on 081-644-8286.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shekwan and Juliana. 8:58, that's your time.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.